Lord, your word says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 22, then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. God, there isn't a case too big for you. There isn't a situation too challenging for your power and your presence. And Lord, there are those, God, that are praying right now, Father, that because of circumstances and situations in their life, Lord, they can't see. They can't see how things are going to change. They can't see a way out. They can't see a way through. Some are blind to your love and blind to their purpose. Some are listening, or they're those who we're praying for, God, who have eyes but see not. And God, I thank you that your healing has been released in such a way, God, that's going to open the eyes of those who before now could not see what you have in store for them. They couldn't see the beauty that is in your presence. They couldn't see what you had for their lives. They couldn't see the purpose that you've designed for them. God, I thank you, Father, for a healing that has been released, causing those who have been silent, God, to lift up their voice. Those who have been so broken, those who have been so wounded, those who have been so oppressed by the enemy, so, God, tormented by spirits that are dark and spirits that have tried to destroy their lives, God, that they've not been able to speak or share, God, the goodness of the Lord and the purposes of God for their lives, or even to articulate what they're dealing with on the inside, God, that spirit of isolation, that spirit of seclusion, where people get so wounded and so hurt, God, that they refuse to open up. They won't allow, God, their hearts to be open, to too afraid to be vulnerable. But God, you're healing in such a way that there's demonic spirits that are being released from people even now, God, that they're going to break their silence. Hallelujah. They're going to lift up your name. They're going to worship you. God, they're going to be free to begin to release what's in their heart. I thank you, God, that you're releasing a healing right now. In the name of Jesus, for those who have been blinded by life, those who have felt, God, so wounded, God, they don't even know how to share, they don't even know how to talk. Lord, the enemy has so tormented them, has pushed them into a place of silence and seclusion. We break that in Jesus' name, and we release the healing power of God to every area of their soul. God, those dark places where the enemy has held them captive, we break the power of darkness. We break the enemy that will keep a people silent and blind. God, keep a people in a dark place where they can't see and they can't speak. We break that in the name of Jesus. God, Matthew 14:14 says, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Jesus, I am blown away at your love for us. God, that when you see our hearts and you see the brokenness, you see the struggle, you see the torment of the enemy, God, that you don't just watch and sit silently by and see us in pain, but that our pain becomes your pain, our tears becomes your tears, God, that you have compassion. In fact, you are moved with compassion, God, that it's not just so that you can say that you're a great healer, but you love us. Your heart aches when we're aching. Your heart has pain when you see the sorrow that we're going through. God, I'm blown away at your love for us. I'm blown away at your heart for us. That when you see us struggling, when you see us in a place of hurt and pain, that you are moved with compassion. And that compassion causes an action, God. That compassion, God, begins to activate healing from your heart to ours. God, that you begin to release healing. God, that when compassion hits your heart, you're saying in essence, I can't sit here and let my daughter have this kind of issue. I can't sit here and let my sons hurt like this. I've got to do something for my children. I've got to release healing. I've got to deliver them. I love them too much to leave them the way I see them. I thank you, God, that your heart of compassion loves us too much to leave us the way you found us, but God, that you want us healed in Jesus' name. Father, your word says in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 30, and great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. In the name of Jesus, I just say to everyone listening, I don't care what your condition is, just sit at the feet of Jesus. I don't care how dark your circumstance may be, you can come to the feet of Jesus. I don't care how broken, how blind, how maimed, how lame you may seem in life, you can place yourself at the feet of Jesus and know that when you come to him, he won't reject you. He won't push you aside. He won't push you away. He will not say, I'm too good to be around people of this condition. I'm too worthy of praise. I'm too God to be in the atmosphere of a people this messed up. No, 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 no. God says, if you come to me, I will heal you. If you come to me, I'll deliver you. Hallelujah. If you come to me, I will make you whole. Just come to the feet of Jesus. Sit at his feet and let healing be released to you now. Let healing be released to you. Let freedom be released to you. Let deliverance be released to you. If you would sit at his feet right now and just receive the love of Jesus, receive the healing of God, he will heal you, he will deliver you, and he will make you.